This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is a sex expert and pleasure coach who holds a doctorate in human sexuality. She has sold millions of books with titles such as Sex Position Secrets and Tickle His Pickle, as well as being the driving force behind the website TickleKitty.com. And today, she's here to talk about some new toys for National Masturbation Month. Please welcome, friend of the show, Dr. Sadie Allison.
What are you up to? You know good?
Oh, you know it.
The dirty, dirty.
I'm up to a lot of good.
Your Instagram
National
stuff.
Self-pleasure month.
Your Instagram stuff borders on masturbatory material. Like, I was sitting there, I was looking at it, I was like, God damn, that's hot. Like, you were not effing around. You get away with a lot on your Instagram account.
Well, you know, I like to keep it balanced between sex education, information that helps people have more fun in the bedroom, but also things to kind of feel a little spicy, because sometimes when you go to work, you just want to kind of feel a little more awake, a little more up and excited. So why not see something a little bit on the line?
Right. You know what I mean? Well, hey, Liz, you're also feeling a little more free. Is that you? That's you on the front page of Tickle Kitty right now.
No, that's not me.
That is you.
Nope.
I'm telling you. Look,
click into this. It does resemble me, the dark hair. But if you click in on the Dr. Sadie about page,
I did, and I swear to God, I thought it was you.
I would think it's you, and that's not a problem.
It's a great picture, but look at that T. But T, look, tell me that's not her.
It looks just like her.
Don't you lie to us, Dr. Sadie. You've got a dirty little photograph collection you've been sharing.
Yeah, that was me in the bed with those three vibrators. You got me.
But look at that. I'm holding the picture up next to the screen.
Your my
picture.
Gosh.
It looks just like her.
It does.
I thought it was you. I really did. You're celebrating Happy Masturbation Month. And one of the things you've got is a book we were perusing, Tickle Your Fancy. It's you are America's pleasure coach. And I didn't realize women, and I guess it's true, more so than men, we're built with some inherent understanding of pulling on our own ding-dongs. But nobody's had to show me anything like that. I mean, I somehow managed to find that thing and it didn't take any time at all.
You know, that's very true. Men, boys actually even have been found doing it in the womb, touching themselves.
Yeah, no, that's way surprising.
But that's why I wrote this book. It was my very first one 18 years ago is when I wrote Tickle Your Fancy, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Self-Pleasure. And it's because I was learning by talking to all my friends in high school and college that girls didn't know how to masturbate. It was just something, first it was so taboo and there was so much shame and guilt communicated around it when a lot of these girls were children. Of course, you're scared. You're not supposed to touch yourself. The Bible says that. So there's a lot of issues around just feeling okay to do it. So people didn't. They didn't have orgasms. They weren't having healthy love lives with their boyfriends. So me, on the other hand, growing up in the 70s in San Francisco with hippie parents, I didn't have negative sexual messaging. So it was really bewildering to me that they would be so shy about it. And I was on the opposite spectrum.
Can you imagine?
I took it upon myself. Yeah, I wanted to teach my friends to have the same pleasure that I was having. And so that's how I got started in my sex education career as a hobby. And then I ended up writing this book, which actually sold like wildcakes. And it's still out there. It's called an evergreen title.
Let's go back to this unicorn of you. I'm trying to imagine a girl in high school that taught other girls how to masturbate. And that's a real human being. Like, and this is not, and this is what's especially unusual for you, is the fact that you're a super hot sex therapist. Normally, they look like Dr. Ruth, and it was not, you know, it kept it a little...
Well, normally, it's like a doctored up picture of them, whatever, because we had never met Dr. Sadie, and all the pictures on the internet are fantastic, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. I'm sure she looks somewhat like that, but there's some jelly on the lens. And then she showed up here, and she is ridiculously hot.
Yeah, and so I'm just...
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of her, like, in high school, like, let me show you, Becky, how to masturbate. Come on by this weekend and we'll just work this out.
There's no shame.
Your first boyfriend must still be weeping, sucking his thumb in a fetal position somewhere.
I scared them all.
Oh, I'm sure you did. You ruined some mother effers. Ruined them.
I had guys that were so scared. It was cute. And you know, it's funny. I had that image because I was one talking about sex out loud. And I gave guys advice, too, on how to do things to women. And they were just so intimidated. Christ. But then every so often, that one guy would step up and say, I'm sure I can show you a thing or two. And, you know, had his big ego. So I had the full spectrum of guys that were totally intimidated and then ones that thought they could handle me.
Oh, listen, I none of that applies to me. I'd have gone straight creepy and been like, let's move in together right away. Let's just show me what you got. I'm in. Get me, teach. You why?
But yeah, you know, it was interesting when I did talk to my girlfriends. They were so unaware about the clitoris and where it is. And what do you do? And how do you touch yourself? And just how, because our anatomy all goes inward. You know, we're very complex. We have all these parts and we have to be aroused for blood flow first to have the sensation. And it's complicated for women and everything goes in. So you have to really take the time to learn it.
Yeah,
and
that's
where
it.
I came in. It's really basic information about where it is, how to touch, using lubrication is important. And it was such a disconnect because for guys, like you said, it's so intuitive. You know, your manhood's on the outside, the wind blows, you're ready to go, and hallelujah.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Most men are like Bob. Bob, I went to Bob's beautiful, beautiful wife, just turned 40. Bob is currently 573 years old. And a party on Saturday night. But we talked about, she's a lot younger than him. She just turned 40. I think he's 54 this year, 54, 55. Mm-hmm. And one day we were talking, this is true, and he goes, yeah, we have sex every day. I go, you have sex every day with Kelly. And I was like, that's pretty amazing. You just don't hear about that often. I go, we're just guy talking. I go, she orgasm? And there's kind of a pause. And he goes, I didn't tell her she couldn't. I was like,
okay.
God damn.
that's so funny. And you know what? Another good question would be to ask him ask it a different way is, what are the techniques that you do to bring her to orgasm? Because I'll tell you, 80% of women need to have clitoral stimulation during intercourse to achieve the big O. And a lot of guys don't realize that. They think that if they go all night and they're going faster and they're just trying their hardest, but they're missing that really important note that you have to give direct stimulation to that area, she's not going to get there. 80% of women need that. So just think, most women are not climaxing during intercourse. It's through other activities, or if he's using something or a toy at the same time.
Man, how we live in the modern age, my friend. I'm like, load up on some C-cells. We're going to a weekend. You know, it's an easy enough thing. Just go get a bunch of toys. And like today, you got this toy. This new one is the Jackrabbit, but it's the twist on it, the signature series, the silicone rockin' G-Rabbit. So this one hits the G-spot, and it's the classic rabbit, which kind of revolutionized the whole vibrator world.
That's right. And I don't know if you've turned it. Have you turned it on yet?
No. What do I got to do? Blow on its ear?
So hit the, I believe it's the top button, the on and off button, and then you've got your up and down controls.
All right.
So that G-spot curve at the tip actually rocks on its own.
All right. So here's, I just turned it on, and then the top button.
Yeah, this button here does that.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, it does the come hither.
Yeah, it does the finger.
Come here.
Isn't that cool? And then you turn on the other button, and then the rabbit ear piece that's for the clitoris has a separate, unique vibrator. So you've got two vibrator functions, and the tip rolls on its own. So what's really nice about that is if you're new at G-Spot Pleasure, this actually visually demonstrates to you what you could be doing with fingers. But also, you use this toy, and it does it for you. So this is a kickback toy.
That is one of the nicest I've ever seen. Not only look-wise, but, I mean, it's kind of covering all bases.
It really is. It's high-grade silicone. It's got seven different vibration functions, and it does the work for you. And it's a beautiful product, and it's nice. It's the right size, too. It's not too big, not too small. It's just right.
How about that business, man? What does one of these run normally?
They're under $100. It's 10% off today. Tickle Kitty, in honor of Self Pleasure Month and talking with Johnny Dare. So, not and these last few. I mean, what does it cost for an orgasm and pleasure? Oh. You know that's invaluable sometimes.
Yeah, there's no amount of money you can listen. If you can make your girl happy in bed and she wants to get back in bed with you because you're providing amazing orgasms, however you guys are getting there. You know, it's a, let's face it, the old thing about it not being the destination, it's the journey. You got to know. And I never understood guys who were weirded out by marital aids and vibrators.
We still have people on Adult Toy Prices Right that say that.
You still meet girls who go, I don't masturbate. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I feel bad for you. I feel bad for whoever you're with, your boyfriend or husband. I'm like, because he's not getting the best part of you. That's for sure, man. I mean, you might say, oh, I always put out or I do this or that. But I'm like, see, you're missing the point. The point is there's a lot more there.
Yeah, and when you look at the numbers, if only 20% of women are actually climaxing when they're with their men during intercourse, that means 80% of women still need something else to get there.
Yeah.
And for women that use vibrators, 95% have success rate that they can achieve an orgasm once they use a vibrator. So for any woman out there who has a little challenge getting there or has never had an orgasm, or guys, if you know your girl's faking it and you really want to help her out, get her a vibrator.
Listen, what's the old joke? How come you never tell me when you have an orgasm? Because you're not home?
Just think, it's probably one of the best things that happens all week in your life. No matter what your life is, it's one of the greatest things.
It's the one thing. It's the thing I always think about when I hear couples arguing about it, like married couples or like that, because she decides that's the currency you're going to trade in. And I'm like, you know, you're missing the point. Everything else sucks. Bills suck. Getting sick sucks. Having kids can suck. It's obviously a wonderful thing. You love them, but it's a lot. Your job sucks. Yeah. The weather sucks. Your car sucks. Everything sucks. You hate exercising. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You can't eat this. Whatever. The one thing that always works is that. And you go, man, if you guys can find yourselves in that area, then you'll find a way to work through the rest of the problems. But Jesus
That's
Christ.
Right.
I have a buddy who's just finally getting divorced. And she didn't land like the last year. And before that, it was all begrudging. And even the best of that was like pretty basic, not
like sour,
fun.
Sad. Yeah.
Just. And I'm like, what are you doing here? You bring home your money. You work. You do all this stuff. He was a good guy. Terrible listener. Uh-huh. A bit of a clod. But, you know, but overall, a good human being. And I just remember staring up thinking, you're all you are is a slave. Like, you're just a live-in butler. With the occasional begrudging mouth hug.
So no sex life for him, huh?
None. And I just remember watching him, and this went on forever. And I was just like, geez, finally, you know, though I got the plug pulled, but you just think about how much time you wasted. And here's the thing. If you don't like sex, as a man or a woman, then you should find someone who doesn't like sex. If you like sex, then find someone who does. And that's how that should work. Not one liking it and the other don't, because it's not going to be a fun life.
That's, you know, that's a good point. It is something that evolves over life and different eras and as men and women age and you have hormone things change. So it is important to actually stay on top of it, because I think when some people might think they just don't like sex, there's underlying issues that on why they don't and how you can actually change that around.
Turns out she just didn't like you.
She likes sex.
One, one way to do it is for, because a lot of times, here's a common situation. As you said, your friend's not a good listener.
Yeah.
Some people are not good listeners, and one person in the bedroom will be expressing what they want, and the other person is just kind of letting it go in one ear and out the other. So I suggest to get on the same page, talk about it outside the bedroom, and agree that you guys want to work on it and that you're going to do things differently now and try something totally different. And that's one of the things that we recommend as therapists is mutual masturbation. So basically, no intercourse, no nothing else, just touching each other and kissing and looking at each other and being intimate again without any expectations of anything else. Because when you take all that other stuff off the plate and know that it's not about oral and intercourse and you're just touching and exploring gently each other at the same time, that can be really erotic, different, and so simple and can totally re-spark the relationship because you're doing something different now that you hadn't done it.
Jesus Christ, let me tell you, that all sounds fantastic, and I get it, and I can start with the best of intentions, but there's that tipping point where I'm like, yeah, It was, I know, but we should just go ahead and do this other thing because that's yeah, I have terrible willpower like that.
I'm not surprised, John.
But you know, you're like, okay, that's the rule. We're just going to do this. And then pretty soon you're like, sure does look warm and inviting. This whole thing
seems like everybody's ready.
Seems pretty good. We should maybe do something.
Well, if you're doing that thing pretty well and you were focusing on it and her 100%, then it might just evolve nicely and naturally and everyone can be pleased.
Sure.
But just, yeah. But you do want to kind of try new things, get back to intimacy, get back to square one, and kind of rebuild your sex lives. Because like I said, your bodies change as you go, men and women, and it takes work, just like relationships and anything else in life.
Of course. I've got just the right amount of insecurity and self-hatred that really makes me apply myself. Because the whole time I'm like, she's just not going to enjoy this. I got to really try hard. Never underestimate what a little self-doubt will do for your intent. And that's, I mean, you know, it's funny, but isn't it true? Because the worst sex I've ever had was, I thought it would be great. I was partying with these strippers, and the stripper drags me in the other room, and I think this is going to be amazing. Awful, awful, not fun, not exciting, not energetic. She just thought you should be happy to be there. And I think that's probably what people screw up, men and women. The guy thinks, I'm going to give it to her and she's going to like it. And the girl's like, well, I'm letting him do it, so it should be amazing. And that's not how it works at all.
Hmm.
You can't.
Interesting.
You know how it is. You take it for granted. A girl can take it for granted that she's allowing you to have intercourse with her. And so she doesn't try very hard. And that's not fun. And then he is reciprocating in that way. I think there's a lot of bad communication.
Yep. Johnny, you are a true sex expert.
My ass.
You really are. You know more than most guys I ever speak to. It's so awesome.
But never underestimate the power of self.
And on that point, when you ask men, what makes a really good 5-star blowjob? What do you think their answer is?
Well, I know. You know what? That's a great question. I know what I'm into, but I. And I got to tell you, like, it's enthusiasm. I mean, that would be the one, like, the genuine enthusiasm for the whole thing.
That's right. Most men would rather have a woman who's really into it, who's trying to please you, is enjoying what she's doing. And maybe she's not that great at it, but she's got all those elements going on, and that's hot and sexy.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, a stripper or a porn star who can knock it out in 1 minute.
Right.
So
right. That's exactly right.
And that also goes back to self-pleasure and masturbation, why women need to be more comfortable with their own bodies. Because, look, ladies out there, it's your natural birthright to have pleasure.
Sure.
It's part of your body. It's your anatomy. It's like if you have, a sore leg or you're getting massage and you're getting your leg massaged and it feels good, it's another part of your body that happens to feel good when it's touched. And, by gosh, we can have orgasms by that part of the body. It's like there's so many benefits to self-pleasure and orgasm.
I had this
heightened
discussion.
Endorphins, which makes your body feel good, especially if you do it in the morning. It's good for your heart and your health. It's good for your time of the month. It helps cramps. There's so many health benefits, too, to just having orgasms.
Listen, I and that's the thing I was talking to Sassy Von Fancy Pants, my girl. I go, I need you to appreciate how great it is for you to be a woman. I go, imagine, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. At work, all you can think about is my penis. At where you're thinking, as soon as I get home, I want to see that penis. Can I look at your penis? Can I touch your penis? Can I put my face on your penis? Hey, we just did it again. Let me see your penis again. Like, that's, I go, you understand? That's our whole life as a guy. That's what we think about in the morning. I think, you get out of the shower, and all I can think is, you're naked right now, and I can see your vagina. I go, you know how great it would be for a guy to have that same way? I go, it would be magical. I go, I don't understand why women, not all women by any standard, but some will get so aggressive about it. Like, you think that's all I am, or you think this? I'm like, no, but it's a pretty fantastic part of you, you know?
Like, that's right.
And I think, why is it that women don't consider that more of a compliment and more of a fantastic upper hand?
You know, I wish they would, and that's part of why I do what I do. It's because that negative messaging is little girl. It's so profound, it's so hurtful and deep ingrained that as women, it's just hard to ever grow past that. And that's why my book, Tickle Your Fancy, A Woman's Guide to Self-Pleasure, is also an empowerment guide that gives women permission to touch themselves, because there's such deep-rooted hang-ups, it's really hard for some of us women to open up and feel good about our bodies. So really, be patient with your lady, be encouraging. But giving her a copy of Pickle Your Fancy can really help those women open up and realize that it's okay, and then they can start on their own journeys. And it's something you can do in the privacy of the bathroom. No one has to know. There's all these different ways to explore, and there's techniques in the book with drawings that show you how to proceed on your journey. So it's a really great resource for women that really can open them up to themselves.
Well, and to that, you think all guys want to watch their girls do that. Every guy in the world wants to watch his girl masturbate. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But again, reverse that. Imagine she calls, "What'd you do today? Did you masturbate? Why don't you take a picture of it?" No, they're like, "Yeah." Lock the door next time. Jesus Christ, put a sock out or something.
Why'd you block me?
Tell me when you're done.
Yeah. Dude, I just imagine how great it would be to be a chick in that fashion. Like, everything about you, every your guy's like, "Oh my God, everything. Can I look at it again? Let me see it again. I'll be under the covers of the flash like a kid reading a comic book." You kidding? If you think she hasn't woken up and I'm just looking, I'm like, "Oh, I think I just wanted to see if there's anything new today."
Well, you know, men have natural erections all through the night, about 7.
Oh, I'm aware.
Without, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what? And it's natural. All men have cycles during their sleep where it's your body's natural function to keep your organ working well. So it sends blood flow there, and then it deflates the blood flow about 7 times each night. And that's why guys wake up totally with, you know, with boners ready to go. And
yeah. And that's why the sneak attack, the 2 a.m. sneak attack, should be a welcomed bit of love. You know, the one where you pretend you're hugging, then pretty soon you're like, "Hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. What's up, little spoon?"
Yeah, so yeah, it's always one of those. You want the cuddle, but then there might be another, you know, intruder coming on. So it's always like, do I let him cuddle me or not?
You know, I say let it roll, because I guarantee you in the morning, all I can think of is, how do I keep this one happy with me? Like, I just want her to be happy with me all the time, because this is a pretty fantastic way to live.
Aw, well, that's so sweet. That's such a great message.
No, dude, listen, you got to. We're like little monkeys. We're like that dog. Like you, Nick, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, look at him. That dog, she untrained my dog. All he does is sit in front of her and beg and stare at her, and "I just want what you got." All, and then she gives in. Does that dog pay attention to anybody else in the studio?
Not lately.
Yeah. That represents the man.
Nikki has it going on.
Yeah.
See, we have nothing but love with that.
You got a bag of snacks, kid.
Share your treats. Moral of the story.
Share your treats.
Yeah, and on that note, Johnny, you know, men have asked me, you know, how do I get my wife to have more sex with me? You know, I love her. I want to do this. You know, how do I get? And it's like, it's really easy. If you just focus on her pleasures and just focus on giving, and however it is that she wants it or likes it, focus on her pleasure without taking or doing anything for yourself. Give her that pleasure. And then what happens is she knows when that genuine effort is there, and when you've taken the time to please her and she didn't feel rushed and you explored and you did it multiple times, whatever she wanted. Women are natural givers, so we'll give it back to you tenfold.
Yeah.
Once you put out that effort.
Ah, you're the best. Dr. Sadie Allison, TickleKitty.com, National Masturbation Month. DrSadie.com, SADIE.com, TickleKitty.com, The Rockin' G Rabbit. And we didn't get to the Fleshlight pilot. I got to enroll, though. But I'll discuss more. This is for guys for National Masturbation Month. And that one, what's the quick rundown of the Fleshlight pilot?
The Fleshlight pilot is a stroker toy for men. It's made of this really nice quality spongy material, feels really good, easy to clean, and it's actually of the woman's anatomy that's on the backside. So when you talked about different holes on the body,
mm-hmm.
This is a fun one.
Nice.
It's on sale as well at TickleKitty.com. And something else that we have is free quiz on the homepage. It's called Are You Good in Bed? And so many people want to know, but their lovers aren't always telling the truth. They're like, "Yeah, honey, you're fine. It's good." So you take this quiz. It's only about 30 seconds long, and you'll find out just how you score in your lover's eyes.
And the thing is, especially with girls, because they tend to get shy or whatever. Trust me, a guy is so... it's probably the greatest thing about. She's like, "No, right there. Just like that." The whole time talking to you,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, you're lucky if he doesn't finish before he even starts. It's all there. You can get the books yourself. Dr. Sadie Allison, sex expert, CEO of TickleKitty.com. Go to drsadie.com for every book on every subject. Man, all easy to read. Nothing too weird. Like, it's not too graphic. Like, you wouldn't feel awkward giving it to your girl for Valentine's Day or birthday or Wednesday. Whatever.
That's all right. And follow me on Instagram, Dr. Sadie Allison and Tickle Kitty.
Everything good?
Everything's awesome. Yeah, I just love Self-Pleasure Month because I get to get out there and go back to my roots and encourage women. It's where it all starts with the woman and having an orgasm.
She's the
best.
If
you have your orgasm, the world is your oyster.
Dr. Sadie Allison. Nice. Come on, doctor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.